Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to the. should we do it? Ready?
To the final season.
Final season
of Him Hunters International. This is Him Hunters International, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Ben.
I'm Lauren, and we are your weekly hosts / guides
through your favorite nationally syndicated pop culture talk show. We're all over the airwaves. Catch us in states as far ranging as Idaho and Alabama. And this is our final season.
Fifth and final season.
What other shows ended on their final fifth season?
Oh, gosh.
You know what I mean? A lot go too far. They go eight or nine.
Right, and that's too many.
Yeah.
But fifth, I feel like we peaked maybe three, four is like peak, and now we're just kind of coasting.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe we'll keep going up. Who knows?
Well, I think today it'll be really good because we have a special guest.
We do. Our international Canadian listener is here today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Amy. I'm the international Canadian listener and Lauren's life partner.
It's true.
This is all true.
And also, thank you, DJ Helen, for a great. Is that the name that Helen goes by on the radio?
Let's see.
Cool.
Hell.
DJ Hell.
DJ Hell.
Can we say that word during Safe Harbor hours?
With sweet corn. You did great.
We loved it. There's a siren behind us. So, today our theme is
Soul Survivor?
/barely hanging on.
Should we say why is that the theme, Lauren?
Yeah.
Well, Him Hunters International logistically has had its ups and downs. Ben and I are both very busy people. It's always a joy and a challenge to schedule a new show every semester.
Yeah.
This semester was a particular challenge. We had to make some maneuvers to get the show happening.
Yeah. Contrary to popular belief, a lot of our listeners have told us that it seems like we spent all week planning out this show. And that is the goal. But we have other jobs. We're students.
We do. Yep.
We're workers. We're
friends,
lovers, cousins, siblings, mothers. So in truth, we have a lot going on.
Yeah.
And luckily, our kind friends on managing board came through. They scheduled us on that sweet, sweet 5 p.m. on Monday spot. And here we are.
And here we are, here to stay for the next 3 months.
And then gone
and
forever.
And gone forever.
Unless, Lauren and I go to the same graduate school.
Right.
That has a radio station.
Maybe our next step is podcasting.
Oh, man. Do you know that, 80% of podcasts don't make it past episode 3?
Really?
Because it's so much work. The thing is, we could make a podcast where we just show up and we talk for 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Because we have kind of gotten good at that.
Yeah. With banter, for sure.
But it's so much editing and time.
Yeah.
And it can be difficult.
Yeah.
I tried to make a podcast my sophomore year, and the pilot episode got lost
in production.
In production. Basically, it all got deleted, and we were like,
That's rough.
What was it about?
It was going to be a show called Kids on the Internet. It actually was going to be what Lauren and I have really made
HHI
into,
right.
Which is just talking about what's going on. So,
yeah,
some things we're going to... Oh, sorry.
I just wanted to inform our listeners. I don't know what you're expecting if you're a first-time listener, if you're one of our returning guests / viewers / listeners, but we are actually a talk show.
We are.
We are we are registered as a talk show.
We play little music, and if it is, it's either Demi Lovato or One Direction.
Or Harry Styles.
Duh. Have we played Girl Crush on this show yet?
No.
His cover? Okay,
no.
That'll be on the menu today.
So Soul Survivor. / barely hanging in there on where should we start?
Well, it's hard because there's a lot of things that we could talk about that don't perfectly fit into the theme, but those things to me look like the Super Bowl. They look like
there was a Soul Survivor from the Super Bowl.
The Eagles, I believe.
Yes.
We are coming off a 2-month hiatus. We could talk about how we survived our time apart.
Yes, / at home.
Kylie Jenner.
Oh my God, Amy, can you give us your thoughts on the Kylie Jenner birth announcement?
It's It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was incredible. She posted this long video.
Yeah.
I watched it in full.
Really emotional. I did too. It was very, I thought it was very classy. I will say.
And those four, the same four notes just play over and over. I feel like I was being hypnotized.
Yes, I totally agree.
It was, but you know, I'm happy for her.
I am too. I loved when they like were interviewing her friends, and one of her friends was like talking about when like when Kylie told her she was pregnant, and this girl goes, "I was like surprised."
Okay. It's so wild though. They're all pregnant because right? Chloe with
Tristan again? Thompson.
Yes, then Kim and their surrogate, yep. And then Kylie. Yeah. Their kids are all going to be like the same age.
Kim just had her baby, Chicago.
Chicago, right.
Yeah. That's, and Chloe is, I think, due in a couple months.
Yes. I want, soon, but not yet. Mm. What do you think Kylie is named the kid? Let's take bets.
Oh, Calabasas.
With a K or with a C?
It's going to Calabasas. It's going to be something along the lines of North and Saint and Chicago.
Well, what will it be? Like Rain. Kardashian Scott?
Oh.
You know who was absent? I mean, that'll be the last name.
Right.
But you know who was absent from that video? Mm. Caitlin.
Mm. I know. I think they've fallen out, I guess. I don't know. I haven't really been keeping up with that.
You haven't been keeping up with that? Bummer. But yeah, I am happy for Kylie. Also, something I kept thinking while I was watching that video was, I mean, we all kind of thought she was pregnant, you know, right. Like there was so many, like, rumors and she kind of went absent from social media, but so many people did know for real. Like those dinners they showed, the baby shower.
There's a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm. Like all of Travis Scott's family. Like, okay, there was one moment where Kylie is at his home, it looked like or his parents' house.
Yeah.
And there's like a maybe 13, 14-year-old girl who she's talking to. And I'm like, if I was that 13-year-old girl and I knew that Kylie Jenner was pregnant, I would just show up to school the next day and like scream it from the rooftop.
I mean, they all must have signed NDAs.
Like,
they all had to sign NDAs. Like can you imagine?
Like one glass of wine in me and I'd be like, I know for real.
No, but it was so, like, I didn't hear, I mean, there were, like, obviously there were rumors, but I didn't hear anything that was, like, this person said she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Airtight.
There was in December, the Snapchat video was leaked where it's, like, Kylie and Kendall, like, at a party. Uh-huh. And it's, like, someone was doing it really subtly, so, like, their phone is, like, clearly, like, at their side, and they're, like, zooming, they're, like, bringing it up, and you see a baby bump. And then, like, it was on Twitter, and someone was, like, they did Kylie dirty with this one.
Oh, my God.
But even then, I mean, things are, who knows? But, like, we thought she was pregnant, but now that I'm happy for her.
I'm happy for her, too. So, this conversation, she's so young. Two, in the video, I don't know if you guys remember, but in the baby shower, she was wearing a necklace. Maybe it was in the baby shower, some clip. She was wearing a necklace and it had two butterflies on it. And someone was like, I think she named her child Butterfly. So, just want to put that out there. The baby's name could be Butterfly Jenner Scott.
That's a lot.
Oh, right.
That's a lot.
It's not Kardashian
no,
Scott.
She's a Jenner.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Kardashian.
First name Kardashian.
Jenner Scott.
Cool. We did that.
We had to get that off our chest. So let's talk about break. Let's segue.
It feels so long ago.
We were on break. I had a full like 5.5 ish weeks off.
I like lost my God darn mine.
It was a lot of time to be at home.
It was so long.
It was a lot of time to be at home.
With nothing to do.
Yeah, for sure.
I had nothing to do.
For sure. I did get an infected lymph node.
Hey, nice.
So, like, one side of my, like, half my face got really swollen, so that was awesome. But otherwise, very uneventful break.
I also was on antibiotics over break.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
For the most pathetic reason ever.
Uh-huh.
My earlobe piercings. We're brewing a wild infection. The doctor.
This feels like a full circle because I kind of low key re-pierced Ben's ears in the bathroom here.
What? Yeah. And the doctor was like, "What have you done to your ears?" And I was like, "I don't know." I'm like, "The hoops look cute." Yeah. And then she was like, "Take these out immediately." She's like, "This infection could spread to your brain."
Oh my God.
And I was getting these headaches.
Oh no.
I know. So I had to take like like 10 days of antibiotics. And Yay! Now I'm supposed to put this cream on them every day. And I forget to do that sometimes, but my lobe piercings are gone for a while.
Oh, it's so sad. So it was your lobes? Not
it was my lobes.
I'm kind of surprised because I feel like lobes tend to heal
those
better.
Those are the ones that are easy to take care of. Yeah, it's pathetic. Yeah. This one's doing just fine. This little cartilage.
That looks good. He's got one like halfway up.
Yeah, it's really just the lobes. My doctor was like, "Do they hurt?" And I'm like, "Yeah, all the time." And she's like, "So you didn't want to take them out?" I'm like, "No, they look cute."
Okay, so over break, we survived. Part of the reason why we survived break is because there was some pumping jams going on. I'm going to start with my break jam. I had a couple break jams.
I'm so ready.
We're like kind of sad, so I won't play that because I feel like I only play sad music.
It's okay if you play a sad one.
But I was really, okay, this is nothing like new or like, okay, first, okay, a couple things. First, Bourne's new album. Love it.
Yeah. The collab with Lana. I'm like, did they make
this? Wait, I don't think I've heard
that.
The
first song it's good. On it.
No, I don't know
if I've
heard that
one. Did they make
this
song knowing I existed?
Okay, we're going to play that. And then also, I think it's called I Don't Want You Back on the album. It's so good. I love it. We'll play both of them.
And there's a new Rye album.
There's a lot
of stuff for us.
It's really good. Okay, and then, but the song I was really jamming to over break is... Love Incredible by Camila Cabello and Cashmere Cat.
Oh, play that
it's like,
for
it's
sure.
It's an oldie, but like someone played it for me over break, and I was like, fuck. I was like, yeah. I was like, heck yeah.
Yeah, you were.
So I'm going to play that for start, and then we'll transition into something
Perfect.
Else.
And
okay.
Yeah, let's definitely listen to some Camila.
Yeah, for sure.
Go for it.
Okay, here we go.
Touch me, my fears and my secrets belong to you only. Close the door behind you, just let me love you, just slowly hold you. My mind stays on you, so does my body. Let me show you. But I wanna come through, and I wanna need you. Could you be my muse? Lately, all I think about is you. I'm never sick about it. This love's incredible. Have a little mercy on me, baby. You got me wanting more, wanting more of your love. Incredible. Have a little mercy on me, baby. You got me wanting more of your love. Too earthy. You don't like to talk about it, and that's fine, I get it, so don't worry. But I wanna come through, and I wanna need you. Could you be my muse? Lately, all I think about is you. I'm never sick about it. This love's incredible, incredible. Have a little mercy on me, baby. You got me wanting more, wanting more.
Okay. Okay, so that was
Camilla.
Love Incredible by Cashmere Cat and Camila Cabello.
That one's for you, Herschel.
Steal my thunder. Yeah. I actually didn't even tell Herschel that the show was today, so I don't know if Herschel is listening, but
that's what the archive is for.
True.
It's not really an archive. It's a misnomer because, right. Not to be annoying, but an archive implies permanence, and it's only 2 weeks.
It is nice.
Whatever.
This is true.
As a lover of all archives. Right. So, Lauren,
yeah.
And Amy, let's talk about some movies we've seen recently and what we thought of them.
Where should we start?
I want to start with I, Tonya, because we're going to play a song from it soon.
I thought Margot Robbie and Allison Janney were just two amazing female leads. Like, they just did so well.
So good.
Yeah. So, embarrassingly enough, I didn't know the story before. Like, I knew Nancy Kerrigan got smacked in the knee, but that's all I knew. Mm. So for me, it was like when I watched American Crime Story, O.J. Simpson. Like, all I knew was the white glove and the police chase, but there was so much about that story I didn't know.
Right.
And what was really interesting was when I left the theater, I saw my parents.
Yeah.
I was like Team Tonya, like all the way. I thought, really, that is a movie about abuse. Like, and my mom was like, "Yeah, I don't like Tonya Harding." and she was like, "I remember seeing it like her in the '90s. She was so like," and it was really interesting how like I didn't have any preconceived notions about her, and I left that movie being like, "I really like and like feel bad for Tonya." But a lot of people felt,
You know what's funny? Actually, I also saw that movie with my mom. And there was parts in the movie, like the part where she skates up to the judges and puts her skate on the table. My mom's like, I remember that. She's like, I remember watching that on TV. And we left the theater and she was like, back when Tonya was like skating, she's like, I really didn't like her. Like, everyone thought she was just kind of like, really wacky and out there.
Yeah.
And she's like, but actually, like, after watching this movie, she's like, it gives me so much more context and you kind of understand, like, a little bit, like, why she is the way she is. And my mom really liked it.
Yeah. The film also made so many interesting points about class.
Yeah. Mm.
She was just the way that she was, like, the best skater out there, but she was getting these low marks because she made her own costumes and wasn't the princess that Nancy Kerrigan was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought also the way that they did the movie, like the style, made it really good. Because I think like when I watched the trailer, it seemed they were trying to bill it more as like a funnier movie.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a comedy, but I thought that the way they like filmed it and the style was like really good. And they made it dark, but also there was moments where I don't know. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked it.
No, it was, it really humanized them, I think. Like, it wasn't, like, she wasn't, like, the butt of a joke necessarily, you know? Yeah. It was kind of like, you kind of understand her a little bit.
That scene where she's, like, eating in her kitchen and she's watching, like, the late night shows make fun of her.
Mm-hmm.
That was so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, okay. Other good movies stuff. You want to talk about?
Call Me By Your Name. Mm. Another one we saw. Just a beautiful film. Just setting wise, beautiful. Like
the
everything
colors.
Was just the colors, the fruit, the everything.
Fruit. The fruit. So I read the book.
Yeah.
And I thought that the movie was better, but something that I feel frustrated by in the movie is so in the book, Armie Hammer's character is supposed to be 24.
Okay.
And Armie Hammer in that movie looks 32, 35.
He looks old.
And
does,
the reason he looks so old, but Timothy or like Elio looks 17.
He does.
Like he looks like a little twink, you
he
know?
Totally and, does. And really quickly, I read a review that described him as cultish. And I just love that.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
No, and so the reason it was Armie Hammer was because the director watched The Social Network in 2010 or 11 and fell in love with Armie Hammer as the Winklevoss twins.
Right.
And was trying to make the movie and it took so long.
Right.
So by the time the movie was being made, Armie Hammer looked like a man.
He totally
was. Because if you watch Social Network, Armie Hammer doesn't look 20, but he looks like 24.
Yeah.
And I think that was, for me, a little bummer, both because I didn't think that I thought Armie Hammer was like a little bit of a dud. Like I thought the movie was good. I didn't think that his performance was like, oh my God. I thought Timothy Chalamet, whatever, was like a very good actor. But Yeah, Armie Hammer, I thought, was a little bit of a dud.
Yeah.
I wish they showed more food in that movie.
Yeah,
I was like, these
right?
meals.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. He did, like, now that you're pointing that out, he like, there were scenes of him kind of, like, being, like, young and, like, exploring his sexuality and doing kind of that kind of thing. And it wasn't, he just looked older. Like, yeah. he looked like
yeah.
he was
yeah.
past that stage in his life,
exactly.
if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that almost took away from the movie mm-hmm. a little bit, but I thought they changed the ending a little bit.
Mm.
And I think they made, or kind of just they stopped the movie earlier than the book stopped.
Right.
And I appreciated that.
Interesting.
Because I didn't like the ending of the book.
Yeah.
Or the book in general.
Yeah, I think also like something I appreciated about the movie is like I watched some interviews afterwards uh-huh. and like the director cast like two straight actors to like play yeah. in this movie, mm. which is like totally something else. But like watching these interviews, like I felt like that they were as respectful as they could have been of the characters yeah. and of the story, and like just I don't know. I felt like it wasn't like it didn't feel like really like they just didn't feel like really hyper masculine or like mm. trying to like explain or compensate. Like it just like they just were really respectful of the story, and yeah. I like appreciated that.
Yeah, I did think that for Timothy in particular, he did
yeah.
that.
Mm. Yeah. yeah.
Do you know? Oh, can I say? So, oh yeah, I can say this. It's not. I'm signing curses. Did you hear what happened with Armie Hammer's short shorts?
No.
So they had to edit out. Sometimes his short shorts were too short, and
oh
on
God.
Camera you could see his redacted,
like,
right? and they had to like CGI out his balls. From certain scenes.
I love that. Oh my God. Okay. Well, that's
isn't
a fun
that
fact
funny?
Of the day. So actually, you know what the thing that these two movies have in common is?
Mm. Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan Stevens. So honestly, the real...
The most iconic gay baiter of all time, Sufjan Stevens.
The real winner of this Oscar season is Sufjan Stevens.
I know.
Yeah. So in case you're unaware, Sufjan did composed two original songs, one mm. for Call Me By Your Name and one for Tonya Harding. I think of the two, I know a lot of people really like the one Call Me By Your Name. I have to say, like, I'm a huge fan of Tonya Harding
Me
from
too.
The movie Tonya Harding.
He is nominated for an Oscar.
He
but
is.
For Mystery of Love
for
and
Mystery
Call Me By
Love.
Your Name.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
So we're not going to play Mystery of Love, but we will play the not Oscar-nominated Tonya Harding. It was released in two different keys, D major and EB major. If I'm not saying that right, I'm sorry. I am an EB fan. Ben's a D fan.
I love D. What can I say?
I've actually never heard Tonya Harding in D major, so I think
either.
We're going to play
D is
that
a little
one.
More of like a bop.
Oh, really?
I mean, it's no bop, but it's it's more of a bop than EB.
All right. Well, we're going to play it. We'll see what we think. Let us know. If you know the two, tell us which one's your favorite.
But don't call in. Just like DM us or text us.
Don't call in because it's stressful to answer the phones. So this is Tonya Harding in D major by Sufjan Stevens.
Good side. Are you lonely?
I might not actually. We'll talk about that.
Are we on the air?
We're on the air. So, speaking of Oscar nominated films, Lady Bird, The Story of My People, came out in what, like
November? November? No, I saw it in November.
I thought it was lovely. I thought it was beautiful. It was really tender and sweet. And Greta Gerwig, who is the director, did an amazing job. I read she was the first female director ever to get an Oscar nomination, and I don't know
that's not true.
Is that not true?
Because
fifth. Okay,
because Catherine Bigelow won
for Hurt Locker. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
She might have been nominated. She also made Zero Dark Thirty, I think.
Oh.
But I think she won for The Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
A movie I did not see.
But Lady Bird, I did not either.
I don't watch horror movies in truth.
Yeah. So. Ben has found something to show us. Would you like to tell us what we're about to listen to?
Yeah, so this is called Lady Bird Trailer, except you scream every word. We won't play the whole thing. We'll mostly just play that opening scene where Lady Bird and her mom are driving home from the college tour, but it's really funny.
So Lady Bird, for those of you who are not familiar with this movie for whatever reason, is a high school student. She lives in Sacramento, California. She goes to a Catholic school. She kind of has this like push and pull relationship with her mom that's like also very lovely and realistic. And so here is the trailer of this sweet, tender movie, except scream every word. I'm going to keep us on the air, but I'll play it at the same time.
I hate California. I want to go to the East Coast. I want to go where culture
should we make it louder?
Is, like New York, or at least Connecticut, or New Hampshire, where writers live in the woods.
Get into those schools anyway.
No. You should just go to City College. You know, if you're worth it, just go to City College, and then to jail, and then back to City College. Maybe you learn to pull yourself up and not expect everybody to do everything. Ah! Lady Bird.
Okay, that's all we're gonna play. That was
isn't that good?
Hilarious.
It's good.
I'm sorry, Stupion was actually subbing.
Yeah. Oh man.
For those of you who are interested in listening to Tanya Harding in E.B. Major, that was playing.
So, should we do another song?
What was your break jam? Oh wait, first should we play a little Bourne's new album?
Ooh, yeah.
New stuff from the Bourne's album.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do that.
Let's do that.
I'm going to play God Save Our Young
Blood.
That's
the one with Lana.
With Lana. And then I'm also going to play I Don't Want You Back because that was my jam off the album. Amy, any requests?
That's it for now. I'll think about it.
Okay, we're going to do that. And we will be back in a few. Enjoy.
Get the sunrise, glowing finish line, made it in record time. Hey, baby, we made it. My head's faded, headlights dilated, spinning, and I can't sit still. Spinning, and we can't sit still. hypnotized in blue skies. Roll the window down, reach out, feel around for new life. Damn, you and those green eyes. We can never stop moving, we see nothing but the green lights. Spinning, spinning, and we can't sit still. Spinning, spinning, and we can't sit still. God save our young blood. God save our young blood. Hot pavement, hot wheels in the sun. God save our young blood. Up the tree life, kicked out of paradise. Living good, living evil, it's a toss of the dice. Cup full of wild eyes, cup full of high life. She's an angel and a devil of her own device. She's got me spinning, 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 and I can't sit still. Spinning, spinning, and we can't sit still. Save the words from my lips. Save the birds, save the bees. Baby, save me one last sip while you strip on the beach. I'll save you in the waves if you swim too deep. God save.
God save.
God save.
Okay, so that was God Save Our Young Blood by Borns and Madonna. By Borns and Lana.
By Borns and Madonna.
Off of Blue Madonna. And also, I Don't Want You Back off of Blue Madonna. Love that album. What a jam. Okay, so I think we're going to segue now to some recommended reads / watches.
Okay.
Do you want to start?
Yeah.
Okay.
My first recommended watch is Ryan Murphy's The Assassination of Gianni Versace.
Mm-hmm.
It's FX. It's American Crime Story. It is so fun and so good.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Murphy gives the gays everything we could want. Penelope Cruz as Donatella Versace. The Emmy, no, there's no one else.
Yeah.
She should be nominated 5 times. I have only watched one episode and I love it. Darren Criss will gay bait you to death, mm-hmm. literally, because he plays a murderer. Mm-hmm. That's not a spoiler. It happens in the first 2 minutes. Ricky Martin plays Gianni Versace's lover / boyfriend. It's like so fun. So yeah, I would definitely recommend it. Do I have any recommended reads? Nah, I'm okay right now.
Okay, let's see. Over the break, I read a book called Grocery, which I've kind of been trying to get through, and it's taken me forever, but it was really good. It's about the growth of, like, the American supermarket and, like, grocery stores, like, as an industry, and how it's, like, very much, like, driven by capitalism and like, what the physical, like, landscape of our grocery stores look like and why they look that way.
Cool.
It was really interesting. It's by a guy named Michael Rollman. Highly recommend if you're interested in any sort of, like, food issues or food systems work. It's a good book to read. Recommended watches. I watched the entirety of the Great British Baking Show.
Had you never seen
it? I've never seen it.
Like, you watch season 1, 2, and 3 on Netflix?
Yes. Okay. And 4, I think. There's a 4th
I haven't seen the 4th one. So,
yeah.
Did you love Ruby from season 2?
I thought Ruby was a whiner. I'm not going to lie. I was I was like over her.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved Ruby.
Really? She always was like, I don't know. I was kind of like, okay, Ruby, like, you're crying again. Like, okay. You know who I really loved is the winner of season 3.
Nadia. Oh, did we just do a big spoiler? Whatever.
Sorry. If you're like watching the Great British Baking Show or might watch it, turn it off now.
Oh, it's too late.
Turn us off now.
Turn us off like 30 seconds ago. No, Nadia is amazing.
I love Nadia. I thought she was just, she was funny and she was just like
talented. You know who else I like too?
Who
was the guy who made it far? Who was also a doctor, who was young.
He was like an
anesthesiologist.
He's really hot.
Yeah, he could get it.
I Googled him. He's actually gay.
What?
Yeah, I know.
What?
I know.
No way.
He like radio interview and they're like, oh, I bet all the ladies are after you. And he's like, oh, actually, like, I'm into guys or something along those lines. Yeah, I know,
oh,
right?
My.
I know.
You just destroyed my life. Wait.
But yeah, he was super hot.
What's his name?
I can't remember.
I'm about to find it. I think it starts with a T. Don't worry. I'm going to find it right now.
Okay. What do you... Hot guy on Great Brit... Because there's not a lot of hot guys on that show. And I think I like about it is everyone just, like, looks so normal. And, like, they're all just, like... it's just, like, they're just, like, British people who love to bake. I don't know. Gotta love it. Tamal Ray.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anyway, Amy, any recommended reads or watches?
He's a gay Dr. Baker. Sorry.
I have been watching this show called Undercover High that follows six adults who go undercover in a high school to see what the real high school experience is like for teens now. It's really interesting.
I've watched an episode of it. It's good.
What?
It's good.
Amy? So. Good. What? Why would you watch that?
It's really funny.
And it's like,
channel is that on?
It's on AMC.
Is it like Undercover Boss?
It's basically Undercover Boss, but it's Undercover High.
It's pretty good. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. That's a good one. Also, Amy and I just watched the episode of This Is Us, in which Jack's death is revealed.
It was a lot.
It was a lot. I sobbed. Yes. I was in Amy's bed this morning sobbing. So that was good.
I just cannot believe Tamal is gay. Like, I can't think of anything else now. Like, for the rest of the day, I'm ruined.
I mean, yeah. Like,
I gotta move to England. Okay, I just changed my life plan.
Honestly, he's like a doctor.
He's a doctor, like, a baker.
And a baker, right.
He's so sexy.
I know.
Wow, sometimes God is good, you know? And the Lord is blessing us in the year 2018.
I typed in Tamal Ray, and the first thing that comes up is Tamal Ray gay.
I'm about to fall off this chair. I'm lounging too much.
Okay, Amy, it's time for a PSA.
Yes. I have one. I found one that is very relevant.
Good. Let's do it.
Today.
Okay.
Okay. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards.
Dirty, they're dirty. Oh.
Other people.
Oh.
What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands. Lauren, stop laughing. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Oh. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click your health first. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Good one, Aim. That was really relevant.
Because everyone is dying of the flu. Right.
Who is the flu?
It's a really bad flu season.
Really?
Have you read
people
this? It's like the worst since like swine flu or whatever.
Oh my God, my sister got swine 09.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She was fainting. It was my mom and I'd be downstairs, we hear like a thump.
Oh my God.
I'd be like, oh no, Kayla's down again. I have you heard of super gonorrhea?
No.
No.
Okay, this is wild. So, you know how, like, everyone's over-prescribing antibiotics?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, it's gonorrhea. Some strains of it have, like, adapted to beat the antibiotics that...
Oh, my gosh.
...that usually get if you have gonorrhea.
Yeah.
And super gonorrhea, they, like, can't cure it.
Oh, my
like, people are having to get IV antibiotics for gonorrhea. It's so intense. I know. So, watch out, folks.
That's the real PSA.
That's the real PSA. Don't get super gonorrhea.
Oh my God. That's terrifying. Okay, wait.
But that's like the future, you know?
Funny story though, really quick. So I'm in this class this semester called Health and Healing in Medieval Europe. And we're talking a lot about like medieval medicine and it's wild and I love it. But it's basically kind of like the history of medicine. And we talked about this. There was this one recipe someone wrote down in like 500 AD of a way to like cure some sort of like eye infection that someone had. And they're like, okay, it's like onion and garlic and oils, and you strain it and you let it sit and whatever. And these like a couple years ago, these like scientists like tried out this medicine and like made this thing, like followed the instructions, made like the whatever the tincture. It was, like the potion. And it was actually, they were able to treat some sort of antibiotic resistant like eye virus.
No with way.
This like medicine that they made from this like medieval like manuscript. Wow. How cool is that?
That is cool.
That's the future of medicine.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. I always wondered this, like, how did people know like what? And someone answered this question, so I'm going to answer the question okay. that I'm asking. But I always wondered, like, how did people know like what plants were poisonous and what weren't? Mm-hmm. Like, did a bunch of people just die? And apparently they observed animals.
Oh.
So they would look like what plants animals would avoid. Yeah. Or like sometimes like there's like monkeys, for instance, like know which plants, like if they get, because monkeys can get infections and stuff like that.
Right.
Some of them know which plants will like help them or heal them. So apparently we learned a lot of our medicine from plants, from animals.
That's really cool.
Interesting.
That's really interesting.
Right?
Wow. Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm STEM. Suddenly, I can read. Okay, I have a song.
Okay, let's do it. Do you have a...
I don't have the little attachment.
I can play it on my computer.
Let me figure out what song I want to play, though.
Okay.
Is this song explicit? Yep. So, on your own time, listen to some Brockhampton. Are we going to play the new Troye Sivan song?
Oh.
My or The Good Side? Have you heard The Good Side?
I've heard My, I don't think I've heard The Good Side.
Let's play The Good Side.
Okay.
You've heard it?
Yeah.
It's very like Simon and Garfunkel / Sufjan, except Simon and Garfunkel are having an affair with each other and they're one twink. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
Exactly the vibe.
Thank you.
Didn't Troye Sivan play on...
Ellen?
No, on like...
SNL.
Yes. Yeah. How was that? Did you watch it? I didn't watch it.
It was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, The Good Side?
Yeah, The Good Side.
Okay, let's do it.
I got the good side of things, left you with both of the rings. My fingers danced and swayed in the breeze. The change in the wind took you down to your knees. I got the good side of you, sent it out into the blue. The people danced to the sound of your heart. The world sang along to it falling apart. But I sympathize and I recognize. Baby, I apologize that I got the good side, the good side of things. I got the good side of life, traveled the universe twice. So many thoughts I wanted to share, but I didn't call cause it wouldn't be fair. But I got the good side of you, found arms to fall right into. I know how it looked, it wasn't the plan. And someday I hope that you'll understand. I sympathize and I recognize. And baby, I apologize that I got the good side, the good side of things.
we'll meet in the spring and catch up on everything. I'll say I'm proud of all that you've done. You taught me the ropes and you taught me to love. But I sympathize and I recognize, and baby, I apologize that I got the good side, the good side. Things sympathize, recognize, apologize that I got the good side, the good side of things.
So that was The Good Side by Troye Sivan. Off the album hasn't come out yet, right?
No,
it's
it
just
hasn't.
A couple singles.
But you know, I hate how much I love that little Jewish twink. I like.
How many just, people do you think say that about you?
nobody, I hope. Okay, I'm logging off for the rest of the day. Oh, man.
No, sorry. Continue.
No, I'm done. Amy, take over.
That was great. So, thanks for listening to Soul Survivor, I guess. Yeah.
We didn't play any songs with the theme. We totally forgot about the theme.
Should we play... I don't even
like
know.
Like, I'm a Survivor.
What's that
I'm
song by Rihanna? Only Girl?
Oh.
Oh, I was thinking, Only Girl.
I'm a Survivor. Like, I'm a...
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I don't know what that song is called.
Only Girl in the World.
Oh, we could play that. Destiny's Child. Duh.
Yeah, of course.
Should we end with that? To really, like, cap off an amazing, well-done theme?
Yeah.
A really
yeah.
thought-out hour.
Wait, there is... There is a mashup of Survivor and I Will Survive from the cast of Glee. Oh.
Yes, we're playing that. Play that.
We're playing that. That feels... Yeah, okay. I'm going to see if I can find that. Do you think that's on... Oh, yep.
It's on Spotify.
It is on Spotify.
Oh, all the Glee music is on Spotify.
I just typed in Survivor and it came
really?
Up.
Really? Okay. Yeah, that sounds great. Well, we'll play that. We'll play that to end the show.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Hymn Hunters International. My name is Lauren.
I'm Ben.
I'm Amy.
And we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we will. This has been 91.5 FM WMFM Edward, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Stay warm.
Stay warm. We have our normal time.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. We have our normal times on at 5 p.m. on Mondays. We're super excited to be here.
That's 4 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Mountain Time, uh-huh. and 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Pacific Time, because we are nationally syndicated now.
You know what I think our next step is to get, like, a sponsor.
Oh.
If we could have a sponsor.
Lisa's Pizza.
Ooh. That's
I love Lisa's. Two pizzas
actually,
for $10.99.
You know what? Someone ordered Lisa's Pizza to my house. Yeah. I mean, a friend ordered Lisa's Pizza to my house last night, and it looked, I didn't have any,
it looked good.
They
got double crust.
Oh, what does that
what
mean?
What is double crust?
It was,
that's like the opposite of thin crust. I love it.
But it looked thin to me, but it just looked like there was
skinny
a
skinny legend.
Yeah, it was, it looked good though.
Do you know that meme?
No.
It's like Mariah is a skinny legend.
No. What does that mean?
It's just, I'll explain it when we're playing the song. Okay.
Okay. Well, on that note, we're going to play a song, a tribute to the Glee cast.
Say no more.
Say no more. They've been having a time. We we're gonna play a song. But yeah, thank you for listening. We will be back again next week. Enjoy your Mondays. Have a good week. And with that, we are off for the day.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how.